Guys, if you are somebody who has ever had trauma in your life and you want to learn how to navigate your system, your nervous system, and really show up for your business and create these visions in your life and business that increase profit, decrease anxiety, then I have the person for you. Her name is Sheridan Ruth, and she has been through unimaginable hardships, and she is phenomenal. Like, when I tell you, I love this conversation. I love this conversation because I love speaking to people that are here that have gone through some stuff and tell you how to get through it so that you can freaking win and thrive. And her transformative power and her methods can really help you win. So I cannot wait for you to hear this conversation. All right, let's go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I am so excited that you are here. Today, you're going to have an amazing guest. I am in love with her. She has good energy. I just love everything she's about. So before we get started, make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff. You know what to do. And I know you know what to do because our numbers are climbing and climbing and climbing, over 100,000 downloads. And it's all because you guys are freaking awesome. Okay. So I thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited because I have this amazing, inspiring guest who has overcome incredible challenges and has turned her trauma into the powerful tools to have sustainable success. And so she's going to be here today to share that with you. Now, she has faced unimaginable hardships, from losing every strand of hair on her body to experiencing a devastating loss just 3 weeks before her breakup. Our ex committed suicide. Now, Sheridan has this deep dive to really just help you with this trauma healing. And she really has rebuilt her life and her business. Now, while the coaching industry has many trauma-informed and body-based practitioners, you know, Sheridan stands out because it's uniquely based on merging your body-based tools, right? The nervous system and having business strategies. Now, she helps visionary entrepreneurs combine these elements to increase profit and decrease anxiety, even when the traditional methods have failed. This is why I wanted her here, because I love that. I don't know if you ever read The Body Keeps the Score, Sheridan, but that was a really good book, right? And it reminds me a lot of, you know, how you are impacting and helping people. And I really am excited that you're here to talk about this transformative journey and pour into the audience. So how are you? Thank you for being here, Sheridan. Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, that book is, like, I think, recommended reading for every person who wants to adult in their entire life.
I agree. Yeah, really. I agree. Yeah, I'm really, really glad you're here. So I want to start off by getting people to get to know you. And so my first question off the bat is, like, who are you? Because I've read a little bit of your bio, but I want to know more about you. So who are you, Sheridan?
Love and hate this question, because who am I? I can be like, yeah, I'm a somatic trauma therapist and I studied community development and I'm a practitioner and I'm a business coach, and I can say all of that, or I can go the other way. And sometimes it's helpful for people to know, you know, I have alopecia areata. I have no hair at all. I lost when I was a kid. Sometimes it's helpful for people to know that I lived outside of my country for a really long time and had, you know, my ex committed suicide, or I was in an abusive relationship. And I can tell you those things and you can start kind of creating a form of who I am. I think that's helpful. But I always struggle with this question because I am not the pain that I went through. I am not how much hair I have. I'm not even how successful my business is. You know, I can be like, we have this many clients and I've made this much revenue. Those things are things that might be interesting to know, and usually how I would answer that question. But if we're just being really honest about it, they're just information.
That's information, right? And that's why I asked that question, right? Because I think people take it in different ways. And some people will take it with just what they do, right? Like, just what they do on a daily basis. That's who, when I say, who are you? They say, oh, I am a And then the titles come out, right? And so some people end up saying, oh, me, I am empathetic. I am loving. I am kind. I am, you know, so it depends on where everybody takes it. So I love that you broke that down. Like, I can go in any direction with this. And then you can make your own assessment and judgment of what that is, right? And yeah. I do want to dive into, though, who you are in that, why you are doing what you're doing today, right? Because I think that the reason most of us get into a life of impact or a life of impacting others is because our lives have been impacted, right? So yeah. Our lives get interrupted, we get impacted with something. And then when we've overcome that, we're on the other side of it. Because when you're through it, you don't see it. But when you're on the other side of it, I feel that our lives are to help someone else. It's to help our fellow man. That's how I always feel. Right. So I want to talk to you about that. I mean, because there's a lot that I said in your bio, right? And there's a lot to be said. So talk to us about your journey, because you talked about how you have alopecia and you lost your hair when you lost it. You said young. So how old were you when that started happening for you?
I was 7 years old.
Oh, really young. Yeah. That's tough, right? Because you don't know what's happening. So
yeah.
How did you manage that?
So in all honesty, it was hard. So I think even as I'm listening to you, I'm kind of re-answering that question in my mind and that who am I question. Mm-hmm. And it's coming to this place of like, I am, you know, somebody who lost their hair when they was really young, and it put me into a pattern of extreme self-doubt, which I think a lot of us struggle mm-hmm. with. In general, am I pretty? Do they like me? I experience a lot of bullying. Whether or not you lose mm-hmm. your hair, whether or not that bullying is intense or not, or whether or not I have spoken with a lot of clients who actually were the bullier, and now they experience they were the bully, and they experience a lot of discomfort around having been that person. So I think just like so many other people, it took me into a place of real intense mental health struggles, I guess anxiety mm-hmm. and depression, but this was so many years ago, we didn't talk about that.
Right.
I had disordered eating disorders. I ended up in an abusive relationship on the other side of the world from my family. I ended up becoming that person who was always striving. I thought, like, you know, I started working in finance. I thought if I make this much money that I won't feel so empty inside.
Right.
And then I started working in the nonprofit sector, and I thought if I can help this community, then maybe I won't feel so bad.
Right.
And I became that person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that influences now I work with people who I can see are kind of doing similar things. And there's a beauty in that, trying to help others to alleviate pain from inside, or mm-hmm. trying to make a certain amount of money so that they can provide a certain experience for their kids, or maybe just to have the money. I don't know. There's a beauty in that in some ways. I don't want to judge it as right or wrong, but who I am is the person who was in all of that, found the body, found the nervous system, mm-hmm. and just found an easier way of living where mm-hmm. you feel excited and you feel energetic and you feel creative and innovative and just like that juicy little vibrance that we've been all searching for. Mm-hmm. We actually get to feel that. I'm that person on the other side who more often than not feels just turned on and excited and creative and innovative.
Right.
But, I guess the profession.
How'd you get there though? Because that's called self-awareness, right? I mean, you have to be self-aware to even know that you need to be on the other side of something you don't know is there, right? Because I think that most of us, like you and me and many, right? Like, we just continue moving through life. Like, oh yeah, if I make the six figures, I'm going to be happy. Nope. If I make if I do this, I'm going to be happy. Nope. And you are for a little while. Right? Because there is something that happens where you are for a little while, so you think you've arrived, right? Until that self-awareness piece happens or something happens where you're just like, I am not happy, period. Right?
Yeah.
So what was that for you? Like, I'm sure it was a series of moments maybe, or was it like an awakening at one moment? What was that for you?
I think there's two things. I think that there's number one, because I started using body-based practices. So I entered through yoga therapy. And so I started just being in my body more, like bringing my awareness back. Oh, what do I feel in my chest? What do I feel in this? And it was almost like I was forced to, because if I didn't, I would get really anxious, just being really honest. Like, it wasn't this big noble conquest. It was like, I want to not have diarrhea from my anxiety. Right. I'm going to start breathing deeper. There was that element that kept me, that kind of pulled me back, or I want to not be explosive in my relationships or triggered by this date that I'm on. So I'm going to like pull my shoulders back and breathe deeper. And the more that I did that, the more space and awareness I got for this thing, which I don't know, Nina, have you ever just like gotten really sick of yourself and your patterns? You just get over it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember I was, it was like a Tuesday evening. I remember it was a combination of, I was starting to build my yoga practitioner business and my hair loss coaching business online, which I hadn't done. Everything was offline. And I was also, I'd been diagnosed with complex PTSD. My emotions were just a roller coaster. And I'm like trying to build this business. I'd built other businesses, but like, this was really hard.
Right.
And I was on this yoga mat. And I think that like I got a text message from somebody and I just collapsed. I was just a puddle of tears and anxiety and I couldn't breathe. And I was like, that's it. I'm going to quit everything. I hate this. I cannot do this. And it felt like, because honestly, just desperation.
Yeah.
There was no other choice. Then I was like, okay, I can work my way through this. And I had numerous, I had that moment and I started, that's when I found somatic trauma therapy. That's when I created equilibrium inside of my mental and physical health. Then I kept trying to build the business and it felt like I was pushing against a wall or throwing spaghetti at a wall. And it was like, this is all working for everyone else. Why isn't this working for me? And then I had another kind of like come to Jesus moment type thing in the shower. And I was like, screw it, I'm done. And then I realized, wait a second. We've got a toolbox. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this experiment. I'm just going to use my trauma healing tools. I'm going to put that on business. And that's it. If this does not work, I'm done.
Exactly.
It works. Yeah. It works. Yeah. It works for me and it works for other people. So that's how we ended up here.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty amazing, right? I think that we have to have those moments and I hate those moments. I'm going to be honest with you, Sheridan. I freaking hate those freaking moments and I've had them, right? I mean, you have like, until you reach that place where you're authentically you in your business and in your body, you actually are struggling for a while, right? And so you're constantly doing the same thing and you said it perfectly, throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping something sticks, right? And then you're not real. You're like, but I know that I'm good at what I do. So why is this not going for me, you know? And then you realize it's because, you know, sometimes you're just missing something because you're so in it. You're so in it that you can't look and see, you know, maybe there's something else around you or something that's a different angle or a different perspective, right? And I think that, you know, it's powerful when you can get to that moment. And so I'm glad, you know, one thing I always say to myself when I'm sick of myself or when I'm like having these tantrums, like you're talking about, because I've so had them and I'm like, oh, I just, you know, forget it. I'm done. I don't want to do this shit. I'm going back to, you know, getting a job and I'm just going to work and just freaking die, right?
I'm going to work and then I'm going to die.
Drama. Yeah, I'm going to work and die. Such a, exactly. And that's exactly what I say to myself. Oh my God, the freaking drama, Neen. Right? So when you say that, you ever get sick of yourself? Like, yes, I do. And, you know, it's funny because you get to that point where you're getting, you know, the points you're talking about, like in the shower or wherever, and you're just like done. You really do feel done too. It's not like a fake thing. You really feel done. Right. And then you go, what the fuck am I going to do tomorrow? Right. Because tomorrow's coming. So if you're alive tomorrow, what are you going to do? You got to still do it anyway. So get over yourself and take a deep breath and understand that you're having a tantrum and get through it, right? That is so funny. So I love that. I love that you're real about that too, because that's a real experience that a lot of us go through. And especially people who are listening to this podcast, because there's a lot of like coaches and entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, leaders that listen to the show. And so, I know that those are moments, Sheridan. I know that those are moments, right? So tell me about how you connect then, right? Like how do these high performers, right, that are really just trying to connect but feel disconnected? What's like one thing you can say to them, like start here at least to try to connect with yourself? What would you say?
So it depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it always does.
It always does. There's two. Okay. So the method that I work with is called body-based business. And we have three mm-hmm. pillars. The first pillar is regulation. So it's in the moment regulation. It's like, oh my God, the website crashed. I have right. tension in my chest. What do I do? Like option one, email your boss. Option two, email your assistant. Option three, go and have a glass of water, shake a little bit out, attend to the inner child that feels like they have failed. And this can be done in 90 seconds.
Right.
Okay, cool. Usually when we do that, like the website comes back on board. I don't know, it's this yeah. weird thing. Have you noticed? Okay, cool. Like pull your shoulders back, breathe into your belly, address the problem with clear thinking. So we have those like in the moment regulation.
Yeah.
Tools I think that we can use. And we have that second pillar, which is trauma healing, which is, huh, why did that provoke such a visceral response in mm-hmm. me? Oh, mm-hmm. because that feeling in my chest reminds me of the time that I was sitting at the living room table and my dad came and looked at my math homework and told me that it was completely wrong. And then we got really frustrated at each other. And then I didn't have any homework to give tomorrow, like the next day at school. Very specific. These things mm-hmm. tend to be like very specific, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have the third pillar of the strategy, which is like with that awareness now, what are the things that I create? What are the structures and like almost the SOPs and the marketing strategy and the sales? How do we put that into business so that we have mm-hmm. more ease? But I think that there are a lot of people who are going to help you breathe into your belly and do the meditation. We have the apps. And I think that's really important. And I do teach that. And I will teach awareness. I have a wonderful tool. It's called the Nervous System Regulation PDF for when you have no privacy or no time or no tools. It's amazing. I can send the link and it will like really, really help people in those moments.
Great.
But I'm really more interested in making those moments happen less. Mm-hmm, I'm mm-hmm. more interested in that trauma healing of like, okay, so like, how do we create a space inside where you're not responding to what happened to you when you were 7 years old to that email? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People talk about this a lot. I actually help people do it.
Right.
You know,
right.
How do we stop responding that way? Or how do we address that part of you that tends to be black or white thinking? Why is mm-hmm. it black or white thinking? Why is it thinking it's either the job or the business, mm-hmm. financial security or creation? You know, what is that? Or why do you consistently work to burnout? Why is it that every single weekend you have to recover from the work, but right. on Wednesday you didn't notice, oh, I might go play hockey and rest instead of doing my finances. Why? Why didn't you think of that? There's a reason. There's a protective mechanism that we have that's related to either pursuing pleasure or avoiding pain. And when we can clean up that inside of the nervous system, all of those symptoms, the anxiety or the unhelpful patterns and habits will just dissipate.
Right. That's really good too, right? Because I think that's something, you know, what you're doing too is you're helping them through life, like in their whole lives, right? Because these are things that constantly show up, right? The trauma, the inner child, that little spoiled brat sometimes that comes out and like having a temper tantrum and stuff, because I have that, right? So I usually have to stop and say, okay, who's showing up right now? Because this is not you now as an adult. This is obviously acting like a child, right? So what is happening here? And because I've had a lot of trauma, so I constantly have to be on this check-in, you know? Like if my husband says something that triggers me, why is that triggering you? He didn't even say anything. What's going on here? You know, so like that kind of thing. So I love that, right? Because once you start to get that in your life, it really does help you in your relationships, in your business, in your career, you know, and with your neighbors. It just helps, you know, it really does. It does this fullness in you that you start to go, okay, wait a second. I have tools now. I love that you offered the PDF, because once you have the tools, like if you're in the middle of that meeting and that CEO is constantly triggering you or whatever, right? Or that team person, you at least have a tool to say, okay, no, I'm not going to allow that. I'm not going to allow that, right? Because some things are deliberately against you, right? There's some people that are just there to irk you. It's just true. But it's your response that matters. It's how you're going to respond, right? So I love that you are doing that and helping people with that. Now, in the beginning, when we were talking before, you had mentioned something about father or some, you know, you had put these words together. I want to hear that. And I want you to explain that to us.
Yeah. So I think the foundational thing that we all need to understand is, first of all, what is the nervous system? I'm going to do it really quickly so we're on the same page. Yeah. Yeah. The nervous system is that it's a system of nerves that runs through your entire body. I'm talking specifically about the autonomic nervous system. So it controls all of the smooth muscles around your heart and your lungs. It controls how your hair follicles stand on end. It's everything that is automatic, and really is like how your heart beats or how your digestion energy is prioritized to digest or not. Okay. So specifically as it relates to business and money and doing actions, a lot of the time what happens is that because your nervous system is almost the, I don't like to make it computer-esque, but it kind of is like the software that's running your body. It gives you thoughts, right. It gives you emotions, it gives you a sensation, it gives you impulse. It's there to say, am I safe and am I loved? That is the question that it is asking 50,000 times a minute. Quite literally, it's just saying, am I safe and am I loved? I can see that I'm safe and loved right now because you and I are engaging and you're nodding and I'm smiling. Right. I'm like, okay, cool, keep going. I feel safe. For some people, that might feel really intimidating because maybe their nervous system has a different story about what it means to have eye contact or what it means to be speaking and sharing something that is from their knowledge or their opinion. So what's happening there is your nervous system is picking up information from around and discerning whether or not we are safe or not. The important thing to understand is that your nervous system holds 7 generations of information about what is safe or not. It is not just responding to what is happening right now, nor what has happened in your life. It is responding to what has happened to you in your life and in your ancestors. That's how we deliver information about what food is right, what to do, how to relate to other people, how not to. And a lot of what of the time has happened is that we're in this place in society where particularly females and humans in general, but I'm going to say particularly females, are coming into spaces and actions, jobs, business, work, amounts of money, ability to vote that we just haven't had before. And this is going to be doubly true if you are, I hate the word minority because like, is it really a minority or because like, do you know what I mean? But somebody whose ancestors have been oppressed or marginalized in some way, right? And so your nervous system is picking up all this information. It's picking up information about all of these different things. And when I talk about the father wound, what I'm really talking about is the masculine. Everything that in your subconscious is what the masculine represents. From an energetic perspective, the masculine is protecting and providing its containers. So it's like being and doing something in a time and a space. You and I are being held by this podcast space that is a masculine container. I, you're holding space for me right now because you're steady and you're still, and I'm the energy kind of speaking to you, and you're kind of holding that. And when I listen to you, I hold the masculine pole so that you can express. And I'm condensing a lot of different things of into course. Just a few minutes. But essentially what I'm talking about is that when we are learning to be ourselves and when we are learning to be fully expressed, but we have pains around, does the world protect me? Am I protected in this world? For a lot of us, our nervous system is going to say no. Right. Or yes, when I prove that I am XYZ. Yes, when I am enough. Yes, when I'm a nice, good girl. Yes, when I follow other people's rules. But that feeling of protection is conditional. And so when we show up and we try to be ourselves, sometimes we come against that wound of, can I be protected and provided for? Like money, can money come in? And we're talking about it in business. Can I be provided for and supported by? Can money come in? Can I have resources? Can I have recognition if I am myself? Because for generations, we have not been able to do that. It has been very, very, very dangerous for many people, just like the color of your skin. Couldn't be yourself. Couldn't really be yourself and be protected and provided for. Or maybe when you were a kid, you were so excited and like everything was doing so well. But that was a lot for your mom or your dad. They couldn't really see you in that. Or you would say something like, mom and dad, I have this amazing idea. And they were like, are you sure? And so you kind of internalize this belief of like, I can't trust my decisions. I can't really be myself. Sometimes I get too loud and I get too excited, and then that pushes other people away. And so much of our life now and in business, in order to be ourselves so that business flows freely, we have to feel protected and provided for. And that is represented by the father or the divine masculine. And the way that our nervous system understands that. Am I making sense?
Yeah, that's actually really deep, right? So when you are talking about this, right? So are you saying that those things that have come from generations that now inform your decisions in a lot of ways, right? What's safe and what's not safe? How do we then take that information and change that for the next generations? Right? Because you can, yes, it's true. You know, if we go back to, you know, you refer to the color of your skin, right? So at some point you have got to shift that in your lineage so that it doesn't continue to be something that you keep defaulting to, right? Or keep being held back from. I'm just using that as an example, but it could be anything. The same thing, like, you know, with me when I was a child and I told my mother what was happening to me that was traumatic, right? And she's like, shut up, stop lying. And I shut down immediately. Right. And so that was always a fear of mine. Like, don't speak too much. Don't speak too much. Right. So how do we change that trajectory for the next generations?
I love that you're thinking already about how it's going to change the next generation, because that's the truth. Like, we actually have this defining moment right now. Everyone that's listening is like, you actually get to choose.
Yes.
You get to take the power back, and you have more power than you realize. You are not a victim. You are a victim in some places, but you are not always a victim to what has happened before. And honestly, it sounds so simple and it is very easy in some ways, but it's also not. So I recognize that you cultivate what I call an embodied safety and environment of unconditional love and support inside of your nervous system. It's important that we pay attention to the word embodied. This is not a conceptual thing. This is not, if you have never felt that deep exhale of like, oh my God, I am safe and I could do anything and nothing would go wrong. Like,
right.
You don't understand what I'm talking about. And that's okay. You can get there, but it's this embodied sense. It's yes, it's hard and I'm safe and I'm protected and I'm provided for. And yes, the email came in and the website went down and I'm safe and I'm protected and I'm provided for. We have to learn to cultivate that feeling. Mm-hmm. Which we do through nervous system regulation, trauma healing, and then creating strategies in our life and our business to facilitate that transformation and return you back to safety as often as we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the truth is you're always going to have something that comes against you in the world. It's just the world. It's how it is. And you know what's funny? As you're saying all of that, it just reminds me of my faith, because I have a lot of faith in God. And that faith in God was cultivated that way, step by step, right? Just learning and stepping. But that's how I remember the day that I felt completely safe in God, like completely safe, you know? And it was, and it's something like you're saying, you know, with the tools that you're helping them with, it is something that I utilize in my life too. When I don't feel safe, I'm like, you know what? I know that I have God. I know He's watching out for me. Let me just take my breath here. I got this, you know? And that does regulate you. You're right. It is something that cannot be like shown on a graph. It has to be an experience. So I love that you're taking them through that. Like, okay, this is what you're feeling right now. And I get that, but here's the tools that we're going to get you to so that you do feel safe. Then you can show up as you. Always show up as you, and you can be safe showing up as you. And then when somebody is not safe in their space, it won't affect yours because you're safe, right?
Yeah. And I think it's really beautiful that you bring God into this, whether or not the people listening resonate with their being a God or their being the divinity. I think whatever God is in that person's eyes or our eyes, it's a really beautiful healing practice to understand that feeling of a father protecting you and providing for you. Mm-hmm. That in itself is profound. Mm-hmm. And it can be really difficult to access when your body thinks that it's running from a tiger.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that God created our breath and our bones and these practices and gave us this beautiful nervous system, because there are moments in life where we do need to run from the tiger, and that is a gift. Mm-hmm. And He also granted us the wisdom to know when to breathe so that we can return back to a baseline of safety.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about just the human body in general, period. Right? The fact that you and I are breathing while we're having conversation, not thinking about having to take a next breath, but actually doing it. The body's just naturally doing it. It's just a beautiful gift, right? And then what you're saying now, I need you to take all of the gifts and be intentional, right? Your lineage, your history is beautiful. Even if it had its traumas and it's all of those things, it's still a beautiful gift because it shows you that you are alive and came from somewhere. Right. But now we're going to take that. We're going to learn how to navigate the world in that and then really change the trajectory of our next generations. I really am big on that. Right. Because I think that we make choices and we can make a choice to stay in this place where maybe we are stuck or feeling victimized or feeling unempowered, or we can just shift our perspective and change that whole thing. Right. So go ahead. I want to hear.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important. I know that you're big on it. I'm really big on it. And I know that it also took me a little bit of while to get here, especially when you're coming. Mm-hmm. Right. And when you're really traumatized, you're like, yeah, but me. But I'm in pain.
Right.
We're going to leave legacy no matter what. Your nervous system is going to influence the people around you. Yeah. If you have children, it will influence your children. If you have nieces, nephews, it will influence them. You're going to leave something. Yeah. What do you want it to be?
I love that. I love that because, okay. So Sheridan, I can sit here and say, oh, you're so woo-woo, Sheridan. You're so woo-woo, right? At the same time, you're so practical because it's true. You have to make a choice. And those are things you have, because nobody can do it for you. Like Sheridan, somebody can sit in front of you all day. And if they're not going to make choices, there's nothing you can do about that, right? So I want to know what that looks like. I know I had kept you here a little longer than I should have, but can you at least tell me or tell us who are listening what that looks like to work with you? What I know you gave us the pillars, but what does that look like for someone who's listening is like, wow, I think I really need this in my life. What does that look like?
The place that I always like to begin is I invite people to book an embodied sales call. And inside of this call, we use an embodiment practice to actually discern what it is that you need moving forward. It's usually like a four-step roadmap that marries those pillars. So if you're coming forward and you're like, you know, I'm feeling anxious in my day. I get migraines once a month and you know, I keep noticing this pattern come with my clients that I don't really like, and I don't really know what to do with, I don't know, my CEO or my sales and marketing strategy. We will use an embodiment practice to create a 4-step plan to address each of those quote unquote problems. Mm-hmm. Inside of that call, pretty easily, we're going to determine whether or not my way of doing things is supportive for each of those 4 steps. And if it is, then you get an invitation into either what I call body-based business, which is my one-on-one support. We work together for a minimum of 6 months and we transform everything. We transform your entire life, all of your relationships, all of your so business. Good. We look at your diet. So we look at like everything. Or depending on the timing, you might be invited into one of my group programs. So the one that's launching in August is called Financially Fierce. And so we look at how to sustainably make money as an entrepreneur and how to feel really confident in your ability to make money, your ability to spend money, and how we are, what we're doing with that money. How are we serving? What are we creating? How are we stewarding that money? Mm-hmm. Or another program would be Shameless Sales, which is what I did earlier this year, whatever I've got going on at that time.
That's awesome. That's really good. You got a lot of good stuff going on, Sheridan. And I, you know, I love your energy, the way you think about things. It's just beautiful. This is going to sound weird when I say this, but I'm grateful. Let me put it this way. I'm very grateful for the things you have had to overcome.
Yeah.
Because it is such a beautiful thing to see how you are impacting lives. So I really want to thank you for being here on the show. But before I wrap up, how do people get in contact with you? Give us that info so that people can connect with you.
Yeah. The answer is Sheridan Ruth. So www.sheridanruth.com. You'll find the links to everything, to book a call, to download the PDF that I mentioned earlier, additional resources. So sheridanruth.com or Instagram, Sheridan Ruth. But you know, before you speak again, I have to say, like, that's not weird to say at all. I am also very grateful these things happened. And I'm really grateful that you started speaking again. And that you didn't.
Thank you.
Like, I'm grateful that you found, after your experiences of maybe not being believed or being told that it was like, quote, I don't know, not correct to say or too much to say, or we don't touch on that, or you don't speak so loudly about that, that you got loud. And I hope that you keep getting louder about the things that are important.
Oh, yeah, I'm loud.
Yeah, good. I want that.
I love that. And I love you. Thank you for being on the show. I really, really enjoyed this conversation. I really appreciate your time. It's so good. Thank you. So good. So good. I told you guys, amazing human, right? I want to make sure that you connect with Sheridan. I'm going to link all of her information below. Go ahead and grab that PDF. Go ahead and hop on that call. Stop waiting. You don't have to keep waiting for like another thing to happen. Make it happen now, right? Because if you want clarity and you want to know where to go and you want to connect with you, this is the perfect opportunity. When I feel like when God puts something in your path, don't ignore it. Actually listen to the signs. Look at this. Look at what's around you. Look, I'm listening to this and it's resonating. Do something about it, okay? Because only you can do it. Nobody can do it but you. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.